our children's teaching, Eleanor. Mm-hmm. But I know, good one here.
Right, can I have some help up the front, please? I've only got one chicken this morning. Well, you're going to have to work hard, aren't you? Okay. Right. I've got some rubbish in here that I brought along. Okay. Here's my littlest thing. I wonder if you can tell me what that is. Yes, it's a necklace, but what's this bit of thing? You know what that is? A heart? What does a heart remind you of? Yeah. Yes, you cracked it first time. Very good. Well, we'll put him back in there so he doesn't get lost. And are there things in your life that you love? Can you tell me one or two, please?
Family,
that's a very good one. Mostly family. Do you like food?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one too, isn't it? And I like the summer. Do you like the summer? Yeah, it's not too bad, except it gets a bit hot sometimes. Have you ever heard of Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
What does that mean? What happens on Valentine's Day? Do you know? Well, I think people send cards to each other saying, I love you. But no one's ever sent me a card saying that, so I feel a bit left out. Maybe you'll get some later on. And talking about love, I was given this book last Sunday. And there's two people on there that must have been in love for a very long time. That might be a better picture on the back because it hasn't got so many words on it. Do you know who they are?
The Queen.
The Queen and Prince Philip. And you know how long they have been married?
Yeah.
70 years. Now that's nearly as old as I am. Yeah, that's a long, long time to love someone for, isn't it? And they must have loved each other very much to have got through 70 years of ups and downs. Because even if you're married to someone you love, perhaps the way isn't always smooth. There might be ups and downs, and he might have a different opinion to you on some things, but they did it. They've done it, which is an amazing thing. And when you love a person enough to marry them or to have a good friendship with them, it's important that they love you back. Because if you loved someone and they didn't love you, but you wanted to marry them or have a good friendship with them, it would be a bit lopsided, wouldn't it? Yeah, I think so, and it would fall apart. But there's another sort of love that beats all these other loves that we've talked about, and it's one that we should take notice of because it's more important than all the others. And in the Bible, in the New Testament, it says in Romans 8:38 that there is nothing that can separate us from the love of God. Now that's a pretty enormous thing to read and to say and to put in practice, to believe that God loves us so much, nothing's going to pull us apart from him. It won't last for 70 years, but it'll last right until we die and go to heaven and meet him face to face. Well, I think that's pretty amazing to think that God loves us and nothing is going to pull us apart. But how do you think God would feel if he loved us that much and we couldn't be bothered loving him? That's quite a thought, isn't it? Yeah, it's a bit like the marriage. If you love someone and they don't love you back, it's going to fall apart. So if we are talking about loving somebody, we need to make sure that both sides are loving equally. Well, in the Old Testament part of the Bible, there's a verse in Deuteronomy 6:5, which I'm sure we'll hear a lot about later. And it says, well, it's really more than saying, it's a commandment that we love the Lord our God with all our heart, our soul, and with all our strength. Now that means everything we have, we should love God. It means not loving other things more than God. And God should always come first in our lives. And we should never be too busy to read his word each day and pray to him. So I hope that's something that you and everybody else here will remember. And may God bless you as you seek to love him with all your heart and all your soul and all your strength. And we'll just have a wee prayer together. Dear God, please help us each day to remember to put you first in our lives and to love you more than anything else. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Right. Thank you, Cynthia.